got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of the award-winning podcast, A Few Screws Loose, where we have mental health discussions by mentally ill men of color. My name is Dan and I'm your host. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube for some full-length videos, some video clips, and that's at Screws Loose Pod. Shout out to my homie and co-host P, who just dropped a solo episode last episode explaining his extended absence. And you can keep up with him at P from Charlotte on Twitter and on IG. P's slowly working his way back into rejoining the show and going back to our original format. But right now, it's more of a scheduling thing than anything. I'm working 12 hours a day. And I'm still hitting the gym religiously damn near every day. But yeah, I'll get into that in a minute. So right now, it's just finding the time to get together and be able to sit down and record. But P's had a rough few months and he's doing a lot better now than he was back in November, December, January. He's still working through some shit. So shout out to my co-host P. And, you know, it's good to see him starting to kind of return to his normal, unnormal, abnormal self. Shout out to the Breaks Media Network as well, for all the continued support we get over there. If you fuck with A Few Screws Loose, I'm pretty sure that you'll fuck with at least one other Breaks Media podcast, one of the dopest collective of black podcasters, independent podcasters. Check out, you know, The Awakened Soul. I can't recommend The Awakened Soul enough. It's one of the podcasts that I listen to personally week in and week out. And again, that's hosted by my brother, CEO Hayes. Wanted to do a quick special shout out. Now, this is going to sound like a paid ad, but it's not. I'm getting closer and closer to 40 years old, which is kind of depressing, but like I can see 40 from where I'm standing right now. You know, it's you know, got a little ways to go, but not that far. And I've been real big on taking care of my skin. I want my skin to remain youthful looking, you know, well into my 40s and 50s. And I've always taken fairly good care of my skin, but I typically use regular lotion, Jergens cocoa butter or shea butter lotion. It does the trick for the most part, except for my problematic areas, which are my knuckles, in between my fingers, my elbows, and my knees. I'd say within 3, 4, 5 hours, somewhere in that time frame, depending on the weather, I find myself reapplying more lotion. I just, niggas start to get ashy, man. Y'all niggas know how it is out here. So shout out to Queen Poison. I copped some body butter that she made, which you're looking at if you're looking at the video. She makes body butter. So I said, well, let me give it a shot. It really helps. So my elbows, knees, and my knuckles don't get ashy anymore. The shit works. Like for real. It lasts all day, moisturizes really well. So if you're interested, holla at her at queen_poison, and it's at queen_P0IIN. And that's on Twitter and on IG. So shout out to Queen Poison, aka Tanisha. With that being said, what's been going on with me here? I've still been working these 12-hour days, and it's really starting to catch up with me. It's taking a toll on me now. Last month, I was walking around talking about how, yo, I feel the best I've ever felt in years, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm fucking tired now. And I'm not talking about I need a nap, tired. I'm like, I'm wore the fuck out. I work for, as some of you might know, I work for a financial company and it's tax season. They do a lot of tax returns. As long as there's an accountant working, a CPA working, or anybody working, I pretty much have to be there because I'm one of the IT dudes. So I need to be there to ensure that they're able to do their jobs. And if not, be able to respond to whatever types of IT issues they may run into. So I made it through the whole month of January. I was feeling good, working these 12-hour shifts and still finding time to hit the gym. And that's actually what this episode is about, is making time when you don't have any. And I'm really kind of piggybacking or echoing a subject that my brother Hayes talked about on the Awakened Soul. But yo, I was feeling really good for a few weeks. And like I said, it caught up to me. And now I'm just fucking tired and blah. I've been off of my medication now, my anxiety medication. I stopped taking it for about a week and a day, so 8 days. But I was even feeling the effects prior to not taking my medication. With that being said, I'm still working 12 hours a day, still hitting the gym religiously. It was my goal for the month of January to hit the gym every single day, no days off. I made it 25, maybe 26 consecutive days before I caught the flu and I was out of commission for a little while. Got back in the gym last year after like almost 3-year slump, layoff, whatever you want to call it, depression, basically. Now, my problem still hasn't been the workouts. It's like getting the motivation and energy to get to the gym. Once I'm there, I'm good money, but it was getting there. That was the hardest thing for me. Now it's regular for me again. And I feel guilty now if I don't hit the gym, which is good for me. So it's like, finally made it back. And a lot of you who follow me may see these workout videos I'm posting. Short little few seconds of this workout, few seconds of that, mash it all up and just have something to post. I'm not doing that to motivate anybody or to inspire anybody or anything of that nature. It's really more for me than it is for anyone who's watching it. It's a way for me to kind of hold myself accountable. And I'm using it like, okay, one way is if I don't go to the gym, that means I don't work out. If I don't work out, I don't have a video to post. So, you know, that's kind of one of the mental things, I guess, is I want to be able to post videos of me at the gym. And if I were to go to the gym, which I have several times and haven't even pulled my phone out to record anything or snap any pictures or anything, sure, I still get the same benefits, but without, you know, just that little 60-second video or that 2-minute and 20-second video, like, did it really happen? And, you know, there's a few people that I'm cool with who also work out a lot. And, you know, they appreciate the little workout videos. And, you know, it's also a way for other people to kind of hold me accountable. Yo, Dan, I ain't seen you at the gym in a minute. You know, we might be in different states or whatever, but yo, I ain't seen no gym videos. Shout out to Penrose. Like, yo, I ain't seen you in about 3-4 days. You know what I'm saying? So it's more of a mental thing for me. And then there's the whole, if you lose weight, the people around you, they don't really see it. The people who see you every day don't see it. But you'll go around someone maybe you haven't seen in about 3-4 weeks and they'll be like, yo, you lost some weight. That's because they haven't seen you in a while. So taking these little videos is also a way to kind of document my progress, because I'm not going to see losing 5, 10, 15 pounds even. I probably won't see that. But if I go back and look at these videos, I'll be able to kind of see the progression and, you know, see how far I've come as far as working out and losing weight. Now, what else is going on with me other than that? I've reached out to some old friends that I kind of lost contact with over the past year. Had a few conversations and it's not like we were beefing or whatever, but I just hadn't talked to them in a while. So reached out, got back in touch, and we're talking, you know, regularly now. And that goes back to the whole time thing as well. I think we kind of grew apart, or maybe the time put distance between us, because I didn't have time to nurture a relationship, no matter, you know, how long I've known you. I just didn't have the time. So finally, I'm like, I'm making time this year. 12 hours a day at the job. I'm dead beat tired. 6 days a week, I'm still making time for the gym. I'll lose an hour of sleep. I'll lose an hour of fucking around on social media. I'll lose an hour of sitting down, watching TV, doing nothing. I'll lose an hour of podcasting even. And that's kind of where the time's coming from. I'm taking time that I would usually be either chopping up video clips for social media or interacting online. And that's where I'm getting most of the time, and using that as my gym time. So it's like, is the podcast going to suffer? No. Is the level of interaction and engagement going to suffer? Probably, but it's not as important to me. Again, you make time for what's important to you. So going back to those relationships, I'm not going to say those relationships weren't important to me, but I'm able now to look at it and say, okay, I wasn't nurturing this on my side, at least I wasn't nurturing this relationship. So again, reach back into the past, rekindled some, you know, old relationships with people, friends, and you know, we're talking semi-regularly now. So I guess I wanted to echo that. If something's really important to you, means a lot to you, or even is a necessity to you, you will make time for it. You will take time away from other things that might be important to you, but not as important. There's 24 hours in a day, and we can adjust. We can adjust to make time. Make no doubt about it. We can adjust to make time. And that's pretty much what I've been doing this year. And like I said, last month I was running around screaming, yo, I'm happy. I'm happy as fuck. Yo, this is the best I've felt in years. Did not say I was happy, but this is the best I've felt in years. And, you know, that's why I'm just starting to make time for myself and the things that I want to do, need to do, like to do. I stopped stressing as much about shit at home. Like, it'll get done when it gets done. That's it. You know, I used to stress a lot about keeping the yard manicured, keeping my vehicles clean, keeping just, you know, all kinds of homeowner type shit. I don't even stress that shit now. It's like, whatever. It'll get done when it gets done. Oh, and also real quick too, going back to videos. Yo, I found these old ass video tapes. They're still on, you know, little mini DV or whatever the fuck they were called, tapes. We didn't grow up, me, P, or anybody in our generation didn't grow up with smartphones and Instagram and Facebook and all. Yo, for us to have video footage of ourselves is like, it's really rare. But I found some old tapes in an old shoebox because, you know, niggas keep everything important in shoeboxes. Found these old tapes, and I came across a camcorder at the job in one of the warehouses. And I'm like, yo, this looks like the same kind that plays those tapes. Nah, it can't be. So went ahead and borrowed it. I did take it back to see if it would play the tapes and copy the tapes. And it did. So, yo, I got like this 19 year old footage that I'm looking at for the first time probably since 2002, 2001. And this shit's just wild. I'm like, yo, I never thought I'd be able to watch my younger self. And a lot of it is just me and P playing instruments before, you know, we did anything real musically. But there's also us playing football or just running routes and me throwing the ball to P. Found a sex tape, too. I think it was like my only sex tape ever in my life. But I found that shit, too. And I'm watching that like, damn, I was a fucking pervert. And I'm still a pervert, but damn, I was a fucking pervert. So that brought back some good memories. Even during that time when I thought those memories were bad, or that time in my life was bad, when I'm well, shit, going even back to 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, I think. That's the span of the tapes. During that time when I thought shit was bad, and I'm looking at it now, like, I was having the time of my life. What the fuck are you talking about? Or what were you thinking back then when you're like, yo, I fucking hate this shit. I hate life. Everything's terrible. And now I look back at those days like, shh, I wish I could go back. But yeah, so that's pretty much what's been up with me. I haven't, like I said, been interacting, podcasting as much, posting as much content and interacting with people as much, which I kind of need to get better at. But it's because I've been readjusting my time, or I forget who said it, but I'm reclaiming my time. That's what I'm doing right now. So bear with me if you start to see not the quality of the shows, but again, like I said, me posting as much or interacting as much. You know, I still fuck with all you niggas, and I'm just not, you know, on social media as much to interact, engage, and clown around. I still try to do it. But again, reclaiming my time. Work, that always comes first because bills need to get paid. Gym, this is my priority list right here. Work, gym, because I'm finally back in the groove and I'm starting to see a little bit of results. Podcasting, which the actual creation of the podcast. And then comes like the video and the social media stuff. That's kind of being moved down. And I'm also renting out the studio once a week or one day a week. I think I mentioned that a couple episodes ago. That's going to come to a stop soon. And then I'll use that time to, you know, rearrange, do some other shit with that time. But trying to get a couple extra dollars here. So I'll get me a nice, you know, nice little new truck here, because I've been driving the same truck for a little while now. So anyway, I don't know. I guess the walk away from this episode is, if there's something that you think is important, that you find important, and you're telling yourself that you don't have the time for it or the time to do it, there's a good chance you're lying to yourself and you're using that as an excuse, because essentially 24 hours in a day, I'm personally working at my job for half of that, for half of the day. So that leaves me 12 hours a day to sleep and do everything else out that's not work related. So it's like, I don't want to say everyone's using it as an excuse, because I know there are some circumstances where, yeah, people really don't have time for shit. But I'm of the mind that a lot of us just use that as an excuse when we don't want to make the time for it. So anyway, that's the walk away with this episode. And again, just echoing basically everything that CEO Hayes was saying, probably with less energy and less passionately. On the Awakened Soul podcast a couple weeks ago. So until the next episode, people, peace out. My name's Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter and IG, and check out my little workout videos, because that's me holding me accountable. Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. You can also catch me on Black Law and Legal Lies every Tuesday. It's a legal-ish podcast. We do legal topics, kind of social issues, and sometimes we just do some fuckery, but every Tuesday, and that's at Black Law Podcast on social. My co-host at P from Charlotte, and keep up with A Few Screws Loose, the award-winning podcast, at Screws Loose Pod on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube. Until next time, people, peace out.